This is Darren Kuhn with the Masculine Journey podcast, where we search the ancient paths to find ways that God brings light into a dark world and helps set men free from the struggles that we all face on a day-to-day basis. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
The rabbi is in the house. He's written a book, Mysteries of the Messiah. We're at NRB with a lot of rabbis, a lot of people, a lot of cool things happening, a lot of noise. But Rabbi Jason Sobel, God bless you, man.
Shalom. Great to be here with you. Thank you.
Love hearing the word shalom. Salem. We hail from Winston-Salem, which
Yes.
Shalom, which means what? Tell everyone now. Go deeper on us.
Shalom means literally comes from the word wholeness, shalem, and it means nothing missing, nothing broken.
Wow. And that's why he's the rabbi, and I'm not. We're honored you're here. Awesome. There's Russ from Utah right there. Whole Christian radio set up here at NRB Christian Broadcasters. Michael Zwick with If Not For God just walked by. I'm holding this book in my hand, The Mysteries of the Messiah. We have a king, and he's coming back.
Amen? Absolutely.
Talk to us about your passion, why you wrote this book, what do you want to say to all the I don't even want to say how many people are listening to Truth Talk, but it's a lot.
I'll never forget one year before the Super Bowl, I went out and bought a high-definition television, and everyone said it's going to change the way you see the game. I was like, this isn't so great. Then I had a realization at the end of the game, I'm flipping through the channels, and I realized that the higher channels were the high-definition channels. I watched the whole game in standard definition, and when I found it in HD, I'm like, man, it really does make a difference.
Wow.
We want people to see the Bible in high definition, not read it in standard definition. The Word of God is not boring. It's incredible. There's a lot of mystery and depth there.
So you start in Genesis. I mean, you're unveiling divine connections from Genesis today, the mysteries of the Messiah. The rabbi is in the house. Now, I like this little statement here, highlighting connections that have been hidden from non-Jewish eyes. So
yeah.
Like what you said about shalom right there, just right there, the wholeness. See, I hear shalom. I think peace, peace out, the peace sign, right? We're kind of, even, you know, as a kind of a Gentile, I'm a Gentile convert.
Yeah.
You know, I'm grafted in a little later here.
Yeah.
Right? But help us see through the eyes of the Jewish. Our Messiah is Jewish. The whole practically the whole Bible is written by folks of Jewish origin. The
Absolutely.
Hebrew people, God's chosen people, Israel, a land of what 5 million Jews, surrounded by 500 million people that only have they hate each other, but their one thing in common is they hate Israel.
Yeah,
it still hangs out. It's smaller than Connecticut, yet it's still there. What's up?
Absolutely. So I mean, think about it for a moment. We go in the chapter on creation.
Yeah.
Think about it for a moment. Jesus dies on the cross, symbol of Christianity.
Right.
But why did Jesus have to die on a cross? Of all the ways he could have died, why did he die on a cross? Think about it for a moment. How did sin enter the world? Man stole from the tree. God puts back on the tree for you and me to make an atonement and repair for the sin of the first man and woman. His hands are pierced. Why? Because our hands stole from the tree. His side is pierced. Why? Because the woman, Eve, the one who led him into temptation, was taken from the side. His feet were pierced because the first messianic prophecy is the seed of the woman would crush the head of the serpent. He had a crown of thorns on his head. Why? Because what's the curse of creation? The ground would produce thorns and thistles. He's literally taking the curse of creation on his head to reverse it and to restore the blood. Blessing right from the very beginning, right from the garden.
Yeah. So when we take that New Testament Passover feast, body broken, blood spilt, there's some deep things going on there. And these are deep, these are biblical, very important. The symbology, the etymology of each word, the origins, the historicity, the archaeology, all this is, folks, bear in mind, this is not some extra biblical fantasy or fiction. Rabbi Jason, you're going right into the Word of God. You're going into the Hebrew Greek text, and you're going into what is very real in their culture. And that so when the Book of Moses says, "Cursed is anyone who hangs on a tree," just going right back to the fall of man, right back to the second Adam and his sacrifice on the cross at Calvary at Golgotha, the place of the skull.
Yeah, and we talk about Moses a lot because the Messiah was going to be a greater than Moses. So why is the first miracle Jesus performs of turning the water into wine? What's the first miracle Moses does? He turns the water into blood. But Jesus doesn't come to bring death. He comes to bring life that we might have it more abundantly. He says, fill the pots of the brim because we are not to live out of the overflow. He's a greater than Moses. He comes to bring the abundant life. Moses parts the sea, but Jesus walks upon the water.
Oh my.
Moses brings forth manna in the wilderness, but Jesus multiplies the bread and the fish. because he is the greater provider for us.
That's something. So at all point, Jesus is a star. That scarlet thread of redemption running from Genesis to Revelation. I'm sitting next to the Christian car guy. I'm getting chills. I don't want to go to my hotel room, get that Gideon Bible out, and just start writing what you're telling me. I'm going to listen to this. We'll make this a podcast. We have a Truth Podcast Network.
Yeah.
This is on all of our awesome affiliates, who, by the way, a lot of those guys are here. You know, Wilkins Radio carries us, AFR, American Family Radio, they carry our program. Yeah. They got a whole broadcast set up. We're going to go see those guys in a little bit. We've got, you know, some Salem stations are brave enough to carry Truth Talk. All of our Truth Network stations, many of whom are represented here at the Religious Broadcasters Convention in Nashville, Tennessee. You're walking the floors. You've got like a big entourage of people. The rabbi is here. The rabbi has more than 12 followers, but you know, but he's one of the followers of the original of the King of Kings, Jesus, a rabbi.
Only one to follow.
A teacher.
He was a rabbi, and that's why Jesus taught like a rabbi. He viewed the scriptures like a rabbi. And that's why it's so important to understand the Bible through those, Jewish eyes.
Wow.
So even in Hebrew, there's one letter. I know you love Hebrew. And there's one letter difference between the word exile and redemption in Hebrew. It's the letter Aleph.
Come on.
Aleph is a letter that most represents the name of God. Adonai begins with Aleph. And Elohim begins with Aleph.
Wow.
So what's the significance? When you take God out, you're left with exile.
Mm.
You're left with chaos. If we take God out of school, if we take God out of our government, if we take God out of whatever, we're going to be left with exile and chaos. Yeah, the only way to undo the chaos is to put the Aleph as a numerical value of one. Make God number one, make him the first, and put him back in.
Alpha and the Omega, Aleph, right. It's fascinating. Everything going on in our
culture. Steve, one thing I would just throw in,
please,
man, that I think the listeners need to know is a rabbi is – really involved in the chosen. So when you see all those amazing things that are involved in that unbelievable show, this is consultant. So this
is the guy we blame for that.
Mysteries of the Messiah.
People coming to Christ through this TV series and movies, and this guy is a part of it. Well, I can see why.
Oh, yeah.
You hear him talking about that, and you hear – and it's interesting. You look at the culture, which, by the way, has embraced this anti-God Marxism socialism, CRT, critical race theory. It's talked about here at NRB a lot. It's entered the church. It's Marxist. It's pure Marxist. They create a hatred among the races. They create this thing. And the communism, the socialism, the social justice, you know, they hijack all these things that are good for races to get along, and they try to create – well, that's – all those things have one thing in common. Marxism, socialism, communism. No God. No Aleph.
No Aleph.
It's
and it creates the chaos. And there's a whole other thing about chaos. Actually, shalom is the opposite of chaos.
That's something.
Right? So – we need the shalom of God, but the interest, there's so much there, but we need to, again, invite God back in and make him a center of what
it is. Well, we don't want to tell everyone what everything is there, because we want them to get this book, amazing book, Mysteries of the Messiah. You'll hear a lot of what you're talking about right here in this book, right?
It's in the book.
Read it. Learn about him. Forward by Kathy Lee Gifford. That's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, well, we wrote a book called The Rock, the Road, and the Rabbi together that became a New York Times bestseller. We've got another one coming out in not too long.
This guy doesn't stop, Robbie. We just follow him around. Follow this rabbi around. It'll lead you right to Jesus. That's the best part about him.
Most important.
Rabbi Jason Sobel. Rabbi, website, connection, best way to find out about this book and other stuff.
FusionGlobal.org is our website.
FusionGlobal.org.
And you can, we've got lots of free resources and teachings that you can find the book anywhere you like to buy your books.
Okay, and we'll tag you in all the tweets and the social media posts, and that way you can retweet to your millions of people, and and we can reach more folks for Jesus together.
Amen.
Because there's still 2.5 billion who've never heard the gospel. That's why we're still on the planet.
That's right.
That's what's keeping the king back.
No, it's so important, because one of the reasons why I wrote the book is I think we're in a time where people need hope.
Yeah.
And hope is the belief that your future is going to be better than your past. But part of what hope is rooted in is knowing God is in the details.
Amen. Amen. Praise
we see how it all connects from beginning to end. We know God is in the world today.
Hallelujah.
Like he's always been.
And the Messiah's coming back, not as a cuddly, cute little baby in manger in the city of bread, Bethlehem, as the great, mighty king, warrior, conqueror. Follow him today.
Amen.
Follow the Messiah. Fall on your knees. Repent. Trust Christ as your Savior. This book will be an awesome guide in that journey, The Mysteries of the Messiah by Rabbi Jason.
This is the Truth Network.